things you could see that stood in the way, but you knew you'd have to go without delay. They'd already come for your only brother, taken your father and your mother to the building which stood 5 stories high, sight of which so many would die. So you ran for your life, for your freedom and your lovely wife, and you knew the bitterness of a refugee in the wilderness. The days turned to weeks and the weeks turned to months, and in all that time not even once did anyone show you the slightest pity, whether from the backwoods or the city. They wanted your money and they wanted your woman, and you gave and you had to pay the waterman. And you paid with your shame, with fear for every little gain. And they took you to a place where you'd never thought to find the human race. You finally arrived in the land of the free, and they welcomed you in, and you could see that here was a place where you'd be safe, a place in which you could have some faith. You'd give your life for such a people, and you were happy and you were grateful. And indeed, you gave your life to a man who then raped your lovely wife, with Dago ringing in your ears. This man welcomed you to his ugly English fears.